Final one from page 237. My weekly meetings with my fellow alcoholics and my daily renewal of the contract I originally made with God have kept me sober when nothing else ever did. You want to make today, you ask for help today. You turn your life and your will over to the care of your higher power as you understand your higher power, and you ask for help for today, and then you do whatever it takes to keep that going for today. This is a statement very common in AA, at least it was in Texas when I was going to AA meetings. If you keep one eye on tomorrow and one eye on yesterday, you'll be cockeyed today. You know, it's simple, but it's so true. It's so true. I cannot carry yesterday's burdens and worry about tomorrow and expect to get help that relieves me of the compulsion to eat today. Here's something I clipped from a newsletter. Y'all have probably read it, but you're going to hear it again. As children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because He is my friend. But then, instead of leaving Him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last I snatched them back and cried, "How can you be so slow?" "My child," He said, "what could I do? You never did let go." So when you turn that life and will over to the care of God every morning and ask for help, turn loose of it. Quit worrying about yesterday and tomorrow. Take care of what is in front of you to be done and do the best you can of that and make one day at a time. Here's another one I clipped from a newsletter. I also clipped a thing from a newsletter one time that said, if your nose runs and your feet smell, you're built upside down. See, you never know when a little jewel is going to drop in there, do you? You have to be prepared all the time. Each morning he thought of the letters he'd write and thought of the folks he would fill with delight. Tomorrow, the greatest of workers this man might have been, the world would have opened. The world would have opened its heart to him then. But in fact, he passed on and faded from view, and all that he left when his living was through was a mountain of things he intended to do tomorrow. You only have one day. You have today. It's the only day you can do anything about. There's an AA speaker, I don't remember his name, but he does this, and he says, keep in mind that you can't do anything about this moment, and you can't do anything about this moment. The only one is the one where you hear the sound. That's the only instant you can do anything about. So work on the instant that is right in front of you. Take care of that one. Working the third step, turning my life and my will over to the care of God as I understand Him, is not a step I work and put aside. It is a process. It is a lifetime endeavor. I work on the third step every single day. A little thing I heard in AA, probably in OA as well, says that working the program is like being in a rowboat with God. He'll let you steer anytime you want to. You can take the tiller anytime you want to, but He ain't going to row. Okay, everybody figure that out? Good. You want to get somewhere, maybe you best row. Now, since I didn't get any questions in the Ask It basket, I'm going to have a question and answer period anyway. And to make it easier on everyone here, especially me, I'm going to ask the questions, and the big book is going to answer them.